Hello.
Hey, is this Olivia?
It is.
Hey, Olivia, how are you? This is
I'm.
Zach.
Hey, Zach. I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks for asking. You had filled out a web form a few minutes ago, it seems like, on your property on Holcomb.
Yes.
I know exactly where the house is at. I have houses in the area, right near the airport over there, if you're familiar.
Yeah, where are you local?
Depends on your definition of local, but I'm only a few hours from Liberty University, and I had been engaged with a woman that actually graduated from Liberty, so she's a nurse RN now, but I love the area and I'm only a couple hours. I'm actually in Ashland.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So are you from that area?
Yeah, I grew up about 30 minutes down the road in Bedford, but I've been in Lynchburg for the last 20 some years, so
And are you currently living at this house?
yes, my husband and I.
Is that who Jason is?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha. So you guys are looking to sell it. What made you fill out the form?
I was just curious.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a we've thought about it for several years, and it's always, what do we need to do to be able to to sell it? What are the things that the improvements we should make? And it's kind of been a money pit, but I was just curious what what you had to say.
Sure. And when you say money pit, what do you mean by that?
Well, it was an older home when we got it, and we have struggled to it needed everything. We had to put heat pump in, roof, redo a bathroom, and that is just like the tip of the iceberg. But there's it's a great house, it's good bones, but it's just I've just never felt like this is where I want to be forever, it's I'd rather be somewhere where I can have a little more privacy and maybe in the country a little bit more, but
Sure.
so it's been a it's probably a little too much house than we need. Also, I feel like we live in two rooms and the rest of it is going to waste.
Sure. Now, does your husband, is he Are y'all just, is he curious as well, or are you just kind of,
Yeah, he is too.
okay. So maybe within the area, maybe just a little bit more private.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. That makes sense. I think that's completely understandable.
Yeah, and it's I don't know. I mean, I've done this type of thing before. Well, you see the sign that says, "I'll buy your house." But a lot of times those people don't want to give you anything. So I just wanted to see just kind of an idea.
Oh, so you've talked to some people about it before?
Oh, this was many years ago. This was probably 10 years ago.
Sure.
I called one of those signs that said that, and the amount they wanted to give us for it was like a joke. So, I just thought I'd see what this was about.
Sure. Well, we're definitely interested in it, and with us knowing, where the property is, that kind of tickled me.
I mean, I know it's a lot of draw for people who are interested in being in the area because of the LU, because we are certainly very close to LU.
Yes, you are.
I mean, we can even take a back road to get there.
Yep. So, yeah, we're definitely interested in it. What has it been updated since, it was built, or is it?
Not much. We renovated and updated a bathroom, the main bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
But the kitchen is still, original. It's
Okay.
got hardwood floors throughout, four bedrooms. We did add, yes, we did seal the basement and do new flooring
You got about thousand
in the
square feet.
basement.
Is that
I'm
right?
sorry?
You got about 2,000 square feet?
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Okay. Okay. And do you guys, just out of curiosity, you guys have any kids that went to Liberty or?
No, we don't have any children. All fur babies.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, okay. So it's gonna need some work. It's not perfect, but it's run. It's livable. And
Right.
what's your time frame looking like if we were to even make sense of something like this?
That's a hard question. We're not, I mean, we're there's nothing like pushing us out. It's not like we can't afford it, we gotta go, it's just that's the way we're headed. So, it's not like we have to rush to get out.
Okay. Well, we're definitely interested. I know the area, know the house, seen it. Have
Do
you
you
got?
guys, are you guys like flippers? Do you buy them, fix them up, sell them?
I mean, I wouldn't call ourselves a flipper. We buy properties and, we create solutions within whoever we're working with that, benefit you and that work for us. There has to be a winner in every, in every deal, I would say. And if your, definition of a flipper is someone that's gonna just do a low ball offer, hope you're lucky, no, that's not what we do.
Okay.
You might talk to a lot of people, or if you have talked to people, they might. More than likely, if they're an investor, they'll just throw you out a lowball offer. You'll hang up on them or not and never talk to them again. And that's just
Right.
not really the business that we're in. But, that being said, you got a flexible timeline. You have to, have another place to go to. Do you have anywhere in the meantime that you guys could stay at? Or, I mean, I know you said you were just kind of curious, but have you thought that deeply about it?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if we'll be able to. I mean, we could rent something for a while, I guess, but that's probably not what we really want to do. We'd rather just be able to move into something else, but we could. We do have family with a rental home, or it's like an Airbnb that we could stay
Hmm.
in Bedford. So that is an option, but since we haven't gotten very far in it, we haven't really, I mean, we thought abstractly, I guess. Yeah, we can stay somewhere else for a while until we find what we really want, but
Okay. So basically, what I hear you saying is you kind of want to get this done, maybe rent something for a little bit, and then go forward from there.
possibly, yeah.
Yeah. And I'll be just completely transparent. That would be the more logical point because, buying and selling something at the same time can get a bit logistically hard, right? But that is something that we can work with you on our end is, we would, if we purchased it, we'd be interested in doing a rent back to you and not even having to leave until you find somewhere else.
Okay.
Would that be something that you're interested in, or would you just want to go?
I'm not sure. I probably want to talk to my husband about that a little bit and see what he thinks.
Yeah. Well, what I would say is, I haven't talked, I don't know Jason, you guys, this is kind of new for you guys, and when I asked you the question, you said that's a hard question. Well, in my professional opinion, I think maybe if you speak with him and we kind of just have a conversation, all three of us, after you guys talk and just kind of really weigh out your options and see what you think makes most sense. I mean, we're definitely interested we can kind of pivot from there.
So at what point do you say what your offer is for the house?
Well, I guess, it's not really something that I think is appropriate right now at this time, just because you do have a lot of moving factors. I mean, have you guys even considered what you wanted for it?
Well, we have a pretty good idea of what the homes in this area go for. But an exact number, no.
And your number in your head, like, what would you say that you think is a reasonable for the condition, and knowing that it's going to need work and it's just going to be, a net number to you?
Well, like I put on the form, I think it could be sold for between 2 and 250. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just sitting here thinking. I mean, I don't disagree with you if it was in perfect shape. I think, that
Oh, if it
too.
was in perfect shape with 4 bedrooms and 3 bathrooms, we'd go into the 300s probably.
Right. And is it 3 full bathrooms?
No, it's 2 full and 1 half.
Two full and one half. So yeah, three. Okay. So 2.5. Okay. I mean, I think that, we would be able to, make something work, but again, I think maybe if you spoke with, Jason, and maybe if we could even have a little introduction and then kind of just go from there and see if, because you got to go, from 1 to 2, there's a step, and then 2 to 3, which would be, getting your new house, that's another step. And, you can do it however you want. But, I'd like to just say that, what I've already kind of mentioned is, we can be flexible with you on the close date, and we could be, flexible with you on renting it back while y'all are in the process. And, I have agents. I'm not a huge company, but we have a pretty widespread team,
Okay.
especially in Virginia. So, we could help you, assist with, finding that new place as well.
Okay.
So,
Well, can I speak with my husband about it and get back in touch with you?
yeah, when do you think would be a good time? When you talk to him, you guys can kind of just talk about what was discussed, and then maybe we could all three have a conversation.
I think he is off Friday. So that possibly is a good day.
Hang on, let me just check my calendar. That wouldn't be an issue. Friday would not be an issue, no. I got a few closings here. And what does he do for a living? I'm sorry.
He's a manager at Kroger.
I do love Kroger. I think they have one of the best selections of a on their meats.
Yes, yeah, they're awesome.
All right. And well, that works. If we could do Wednesday, that would be better even after, you know, I work, I'm open from, you know, pretty much 8 to 9 p.m. every day.
Wow, that's long hours. Okay.
Yeah, well, that just means I'm available.
I'm not sure about Wednesday. I can't say for sure, but possibly.
Okay.
Let's see what his schedule is looking like that day.
Okay. Well, let's just plan for Friday then, and I can give you a call. What time's the best time?
Like 10 a.m.
Okay. That sounds fair.
And what kind of things do you want us to know or to be able to answer on Friday?
I mean, you know, if you communicate that, I'm sure he'll have questions and I'll, you know, reiterate what we've discussed, but just, you know, maybe if you could have, you know, reiterate that, you know, we know where the property's at. I've, you know, we have houses around that, you know, Liberty area, and we'd be willing to do a rent back. We're, you know, flexible on the close, and that we could assist you finding a new spot. You know, I think those are important facts that, you know, will maybe alleviate some, you know, just things that, you know, anybody would have
Stress.
to worry about when you're trying to, you know, accomplish the goal that you're trying to.
Okay. Now,
All right.
are you a realtor? Are you a realtor company?
We are licensed realtors as well.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, I don't like to discount anything. You know, at the end of the day, what makes most sense for you is the direction that I would like to, you know, work in. You know, everybody's in business to make a dollar. You know, that's no secret. But really, it comes down to what makes most sense for you, and, you know, how we can, you know, allow you to accomplish the goal we're trying to accomplish. So,
And do you think you'll be able to give us that number on Friday?
I'd like to talk about a little bit more information, you know, and just get a little bit more detail, and then, I mean, I don't see why we couldn't, you know, see if we could make something work.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
I will talk to you on Friday.
Okay. All right. I'll call you at 10 a.m. and then he'll be available as well, right? Because you said he
Yeah.
was off.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Well, Scott, thank you. I have enjoyed our conversation, and I think that we can definitely figure something out one way or the other, whether we buy it or, you know, whatever happens.
Okay, sounds good. It's good to, look at your options, so I
Yeah,
appreciate talking
absolutely.
to you.
Absolutely. All right, and if you have any questions or you want to call me before then, you know, don't hesitate to reach out. You know, the worst question that you could ask is the one that you don't. So,
Okay.
all right.
Is this number that you called from is a good number to reach you back on?
Yes, ma'am.
And will you tell me your name again, please?
My name is Zach.
Zach. Okay. Got it, Zach.
All right. You
Thank
take care.
you.
I hope you had
All
a good
right.
holiday.
Thank you. Have a good night.
All
Bye-bye.
right. Bye-bye.